From the Sydney Morning Herald, Adam Pengelly, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. Morning, Berkey. I need to learn more about these Phelan's pies, Ryan.
Oh, mate, I can tell you what, they're pretty good. Pasty with peas, I recommend highly as well, if you ever get up in the Burdekin.
But is this on the way home from the pub afterwards? Like, are you still open at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock
no,
at night?
No.
Mate, that's when you do most of your business.
Daytime, stick them in the freezer. They're still good even when you stick them in the oven late at night. Anyway, enough about that. Adam, sad news with champion stallion Not a Single Doubt passing away.
Yeah, horrible news, Ryan. It was announced by Arrowfield late yesterday. His health had been on the decline for a couple of years, it must be said. He was retired from stud duty a couple of years ago due to a lung problem, but unfortunately, Arrowfield announced he'd succumbed to that over the course of the last few days. So when you look at his career, like what a stallion he's been. Obviously, started his career in the early 2000s as a stallion. And look at some of the horses he sired. Like, he's obviously great with the two-year-olds with Extreme Choice and Fun. And I remember Miracles of Life, who won that amazing Blue Diamond going back way back when. And then you look at a horse like Single Gaze, who ran in both the Golden Slipper and the Melbourne Cup. He had a lot of versatility about his stallion career, 16 Group 1 winners in total, and going to be a massive loss to, obviously, Arrowfield. And I know he hasn't sired a horse for a couple of years now, but just a terrible loss for the Australian racing industry.
It's that legacy, isn't it, that you lose on the way through the sad day. Now, tell me about Very Elegant, potentially kicking off a European campaign early August.
Yeah, I found this fascinating, Berkey. She's obviously been settling over there in her new French confines over there in Chanty, and her trainer over there sort of suggested there's a chance they might kick off a European campaign in the first week of August with a Group 1 race at Deauville, which I think is probably a little bit earlier than most people expected. So I can only read between the lines and say she's doing really well over there. Obviously, she settled into being over in France the last month or two, and it's great to see her get to the racetrack. She can manage that in the next sort of 5 or 6 weeks. I really want to see her do well over there. I don't want to see her reputation sort of tarnished or diminished by having a flat campaign to finish off her career. Obviously, we've got to protect her legacy over here in Australia. I know there's a bit of a disagreement between the owners and Chris Waller about whether she should continue to race on. The owners obviously said they want to send her over to Europe and try and target the after Triumph. Let's hope she can get there. Let's hope she can do Australia proud on the lead up to that race.
Robert Heathcote was the Tats Tiara winning trainer on Saturday. He copped a huge fine during the carnival, which he's set to appeal.
Yeah, that's right, Ryan. Come back to that Hemoplex saga, going back to that race meeting at Doomben in April. We had all those runners, remember, sensationally scratched on the morning of the race meeting when stewards weren't satisfied they'd been treated with his Hemoplex substance. Robert's going to appeal that fine. Star Tonte's actually one of those horses who was scratched on race morning at Doomben in April, going back a couple of months ago now. So Robert's quite vocal in saying he's not a cheat. Obviously, had no issues with this product. He obviously wasn't recorded properly in the treatment book, but the stewards still handed down a pretty significant fine of $34,000. And he's going to plan to appeal those fines.
And Steve Turnbull, who's an absolute legend.
This was your hero
He was my hero yesterday on Heroes and Villains. 4,000 winners. Gee, when you think about it, the amount of work and early mornings that goes into that.
Yeah, it was remiss of me, Ryan, not to mention from the program yesterday. I know you mentioned it briefly, but to get 4,000 winners is a huge, huge achievement. The thing I loved best about it was he trained it in the last race of the night at Parks on a low-key Saturday night with his son Mitch driving, who racked up his 400th winner alone himself in the driver's seat. So what a great story for Harness Race. He's been a great ambassador for the industry for many, many years, and I think that's going to go down in history. 4,000 winners, huge achievement.
Yeah, he was like a cricketer on 99 for a while there, and Harness Racing New South Wales kept putting out tweets saying, today's going to be the day he's going to break it.
Hanging on.
I think they were putting on the mock for a while, but it was fitting that he did it with his son, as you mentioned. So congratulations to Steve and his family, a lovely family they are indeed. All right, Adam, thanks for joining us, mate. We'll chat to you later in the week.
Thanks, guys.